This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It feels like the buzz is back. Would you echo that?
100%. 100%. We played the Rays 2 days ago, I want to say.
Yep.
And it felt like when I played here in 08, 07, spring training, I mean, not as much,
right,
but a lot different than the last 3 years. And the reason, we have a good baseball team, you know, the front office and ownership. Talk a little bit right before the end of the season, how we needed to execute, we needed to be better. We bring Chapman, Wilson, then Garrett, and you know, Walker. And then at the end, we got Alex. And I think the addition of Alex at the end, you know, kind of like gave us that, huh, you know, like I was talking to Aaron Boone yesterday. He wasn't too happy that Alex ended up signing with us. Honestly, I thought Alex was going to end up somewhere else. And I got the big news late that night on Wednesday. And, you know, here we are. We got a good baseball team.
DC for Alex Cora. I don't think Greg could have done that.
Yeah.
So we are here at JetBlue Park live in Florida, and I have to bring something to the air. And Courtney, I hate to do this to you, but Courtney doesn't want Greg getting us sick. And I think we need to get ahead of this as quickly as possible.
She's not going to do it for herself.
Right. We need to protect.
It's like an intervention, right?
Right.
No,
yeah.
I just worry, well, because everything that I've read is like 2 to 3 days after your symptoms start is when you're usually in the clear for not infecting other people. Now, what I said to you guys off air and what I said, please don't tell Greg, is you guys could already be infected. So now I'm already infected. So whatever.
But it seems like his symptoms didn't start until late yesterday morning,
right?
Correct.
He said his stomach started bothering him at 7 a.m. yesterday.
Right.
Yeah,
but that could have been the bacon.
Yeah, that could have been the bacon and the blueberries, right? But he really went downhill about 9 o'clock. You could really see him.
He looked like death.
Yeah, he was leaning. He could barely, like, his stomach was bothering him through the show.
He looked like Santo when the bill comes.
Mm. But now he's clearly, and I don't know how.
I'm sorry. It's
Shime had Noro too, right?
No, I had the flu.
Oh, yeah, the flu.
I had Noro last year.
So Curtis is the only one
where it's both sides, mm-hmm. and it's the worst thing in the world.
So right now, Greg's in the mouth of the tornado when it comes to the Noro. So it would be today,
tomorrow.
And then maybe he's coming down on Thursday.
I just don't want to wipe out all of us, you know?
Right.
Hey, I'll take a week off.
What I need to have happen is Mitch film Ken delivering a Comrex to Echelon, mm-hmm. and the full hazmat suit that he would put on to get that over there. But I, because I don't think it makes sense for Greg to go to the station.
No, because then Shime's screwed.
Right.
So,
well, Shime's in another room.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's fine.
He gets away with it.
I guess. But either way, I don't know.
Courtney's, you're the only you're the one.
Yeah, your vote
counts. No, do not do this on me because he's like, you should have told him. I'm like, no, I don't. It's his show. I miss him dearly. If he says he can be here, then.
You're going to be right on top of him. When we get in the car, it's going to be.
Well, that we need all windows down moving forward, for sure.
There's no way.
Yeah,
and that is the worst, especially you're looking to extend this weekend if you're sick down here with your family.
Well, no, and that's the thing. I'm not extending too much. I'm coming back on Sunday. But it just, getting on a flight with Noro, you wouldn't be able to survive.
No.
Like, you'd be pooping your pants.
Yep, throwing up.
You now understand those people that unfortunately poop their pants down the aisle.
That's what we told Greg. If he would have been that, like that dude who just completely had, you know, opened the dams.
Right, so, as Greg Hill says, if pooping your pants is cool, then I'm Miles Davis.
Yeah.
So we have a poll up, and I have to say, it pays to be a local guy in Boston.
Yeah.
Because Shime or Jackson put up a poll on X. Who is the better owner? 150 votes in. 72% say Robert Kraft. 28% say John Henry. And it's very simple to me. John Henry is not a likable guy. There's a lot of people that Wiggy often points out politically, but I feel like the vast majority of our audience is not, you know, a dyed-in-the-wool conservative, so they may not be as bothered by that.
Let me just interject quickly. I don't think it's that he's not likable. I don't think he puts himself in positions for people to actually get to know him. And that's the difference. Like, Robert Kraft is camera-facing all the time and puts himself in front of the public eye and always tries to say the right things. He sometimes misses the mark, but at least he puts himself out there.
Mm-hmm.
John Henry, it does feel like he is up on a mountain in a castle, and we're all looking up at
him. The ivory tower.
Yes, yeah.
It's his personality. He's somebody who's reserved. He's not very vocal. He's not one of those owners
that... He's dispassionate.
That's his view. Like, that's his personality. Like, when you see him, because he's not like a very outgoing person, so people will look at him and go, well, is he really happy? Because he doesn't seem like it. And I think that's part of his person. I don't know him personally. I'm just basing my opinion off the way he talks, his mannerisms. And I think you factored that in. He's not like somebody who's outgoing as an owner. You factor the factor in that there are a lot of people that might not like whatever it is, the political beliefs, who he's married to, the fact that he owns the Globe. So I think you factor all those things in. And I think a lot of the hatred comes from there, because if you just separated the man from the owner, you would have to say he's an unbelievable owner.
Mm-hmm.
But then you start adding in all the other things that go with being part of that man.
Yeah,
I would say in every metric that you judge an owner by, John Henry is better and more reliably on the side of the fan than Robert Kraft. Spending money, first and foremost, is the number one job as an owner.
Bingo.
And the Boston Red Sox have spent in the top half, which 13th was their nadir this past season. They have been in the top 10 every other year, in the top 5 in most. Number one for several. So John Henry purchased the team in 2002. For 22 years, they have not been worse than 13th in spending. Over the last 15 years, whatever that data was that we had a couple weeks ago, the Patriots were second to last or last in cash spending. It's not even a contest.
No.
So what does Robert Kraft do better than John Henry does?
It's all those things that we just talked
about. But that's so irrelevant.
But that's the way that that I would say a lot of people look at it. Like, people, like, if there's an actor that you love.
Yeah.
But you see him hanging with
Cuba Gooding Jr.
But you see,
he's bad.
Oh, is he bad?
Yeah, he's been accused of something.
I
will say Tom Cruise.
Yeah, you might want to. But there
I
are
was thinking of Jerry Maguire.
But there I was are, like, ooh.
But there are a lot of people like so. If think about this, there's an actor that you like his movies, he's an unbelievable actor. You find out he takes a picture and he's friends with Donald Trump. your view of that person now changes.
Yeah, right. It's like Scientology. That would be a good way, the way in which people have turned on certain actors
and,
for that.
And what we're trying to do here is say, we're not talking about Tom Cruise, the person.
Right.
We're talking about Tom Cruise, the actor. How is he as an actor? We're talking about John Henry as an owner. But people can't separate the man from the owner, and that's why if they don't like him as a man, then they lower him as an owner.
But they can when it comes to Robert Kraft. That's the
Because there's been off-field stuff with Robert Kraft.
But there's been political stuff with Robert Kraft.
He paid $1 million to Trump's inauguration ball.
But remember, he is face front when it comes to all the stuff that's going on with the Jewish community and the anti-Semitism. He lost his wife over, so there's a lot of sympathy there. He's a person that is a face front owner where he, you know, we've heard him speak. He's been in the public space about the team and how he used to be a fan and all this other stuff.
But that's what I'm saying. It's a positive for Robert Kraft that people are able to separate if they don't agree with him politically or things that he's done
But they like him more as a man.
And so that's what comes back to it all.
The political part of it, even if he was like friends with or endorsed Trump years ago, people will tend to look the other way because guess what? He's standing up next to Meek Mill and talking about how can we help people that are in prison. Like, he's doing all those things where people like him personally.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really thought it would be closer than it is, but because of the way the Belichick chapter ended. You know, there was a lot of fans. I mean, I think I would put Greg, I don't want to speak for him, but who has been a supporter of the Krafts, been, you know, jokingly as the fifth Kraft son. And the way that they had that press conference with Bill and Robert, where Robert's saying, you know, we love each other, we didn't part ways, and then 3 months later he's on Charlemagne the God bragging about firing him.
Right. We're happy to have the Hillman down at Patriot Place. You've been with us since the beginning.
Yeah,
he's lost a lot of supporters because of that.
Yeah,
I would think because you said the number was 78 to what?
70-30 basically.
70-30. I bet if you would have asked this before the dynasty and all that, it would have been 95-5.
Yeah, that's
so,
a fair point.
So he's lost some of that. But if Robert Kraft did everything he did and owned the Globe, there might be more people who don't like him just because of what.
But Kraft has been far more out there supporting topics that people don't like. Like, Tom Brady's had to answer for the hat in the locker for five years.
What topics?
So if Tom Brady had donated $1 million to the Trump inauguration ball, it would be the first thing we talk about.
Right.
Somehow, Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft's support of Donald Trump is totally forgotten.
Because they're billionaire, or Robert's a billionaire owner. He's not an athlete, so they feel like the athlete is more of a common man than the billionaire owner. So
I thought it was just their disdain for the...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The guy that he was supporting.
No, I think people tend to, you know, I think there are a lot of people, like the Trump thing, I think there are a lot of people who support Trump, and we know because he's the president again, that don't look at that as a negative towards
then
Robert
why,
Kraft.
So, then, so my issue with Robert Kraft is not who he supported or why he supported it.
So what's the negative thing?
It's that he doesn't spend.
Yep, No. But I'm saying the negative thing as a man where you look and you go, I don't like Robert Kraft.
I feel like he is an opportunist, and he's worried about his image. And I think he has not spoken to Trump in years. Because it's not beneficial to him personally.
At least publicly, he hasn't spoken to Kraft.
Well, there was a story. Greg sent me a story. I don't want to say something that's untrue, but there was something to the effect of they haven't spoken at all in years. And so to me, it's like, so you support him to the tune of $1 million for his inauguration ball, and then it's not socially acceptable to be friends with the guy. And then, but to me, so for me, not spending and the Dynasty docuseries attempting to rewrite history bothered me a lot more than I guess it bothered Patriots fans.
Okay, but right. If Robert Kraft owned a newspaper, because there are times, and I understand that you've picked John Henry in this battle, but there have been times where you've criticized the newspaper he owns
because of
the way in which they fall politically.
Totally.
So if Robert Kraft had a newspaper, would you criticize him in that regard?
It's more my criticism for the Globe as it relates to John Henry has been the coverage of the team, and I think it's a massive conflict of interest for Pete Abraham or, you know, Dan Shaughnessy or anybody in that newspaper to cover it. I also think that the biggest issue that I have with John Henry, and it's shared by many Red Sox fans, is the inability to articulate that things have changed recently. It's back. It looks like we're heading in the right direction. But the Red Sox went through about a four-year span where they acted like they were the Kansas City Royals.
Yeah, but even then, prior to that, people still didn't like John Henry. And when he was when the team was in the top five in payroll,
Mookie Betts was a big issue for
but
Red
even
Sox.
Prior to that, when they were spending a ton of money, there was still always this hatred towards John Henry, and a lot of it dealt with his personality because he's not an outgoing owner.
Right.
A lot of it deals with the newspaper,
yep.
Right? Because anything that's published in the Globe and they're already going to be like, oh, John Henry approves of it, right? Even because it's his paper.
Right.
So that's part of it. There's always been like, and you've heard people say it, and I don't know what the real reason is, but people always bring up his wife, Linda Pizzuti, for whatever is she does.
Well, she runs the newspaper. She's the managing partner.
So, see, he's getting a lot of criticism for things that he obviously, he's married to her. So if she does something, he gets criticized for that. And that's the thing that people have the biggest problem with in society nowadays. When we're talking about sports, entertainers, musicians, people can't separate the man from whatever that person does, good or bad, to what that person is in their career.
Well, that's what I was going to ask, because he bought the Red Sox in 2002. I was 11, so I don't remember the landscape or if people were in support of him. Okay, so from the beginning, there wasn't something that just happened that made fans change, like the parting of ways with Kraft and Bill, gotten people to change.
So at the very beginning, there was a local group that put in, I believe, a higher bid than the John Henry group, but Bud Selig, knowing John Henry and his time as a minority owner of the Yankees and I think the Expos, believed that he had, with Larry Lucchino, a group that was going to revitalize Fenway Park and had a plan to do whatever. So the team went to John Henry. Locally, there was outrage on this radio station and the coverage elsewhere and because it was felt that it was this charlatan that came to town that was going to just do whatever he wanted, that didn't get the Boston experience. And, you know, when they won in 04, that shifted things a bit, but it's been
2 years later, and that's so quick for a new owner to get a team to win, but then also to revitalize Fenway. Like, they did everything that they predicted them to do.
But it's no different than the Celtics, right? We have this conversation with the Celtics and their new ownership. What are the first thing that you and some other people say, I want a local.
Yeah.
When if somebody comes in that's not local, he's already or she's already up against it. She's already fighting an uphill battle because people are like, oh, you're not local, rather than just being like, give me an owner, especially nowadays. Give me an owner. I don't care if you're not from here. Yeah. I don't even care if you just are not a massive sports fan right. and you're like, hey, this is a great investment for me. But I think a lot of people have kind of like, with John Henry, had those issues. Because even think about the criticism that he gets from Fenway Sports Group, whether because now LeBron's part of it. People don't like LeBron.
Yep.
Guess what? We don't like John Henry.
Right. Yeah. We hate the Penguins. We hate John Henry.
Because he's a businessman.
And you're a Man U fan, so you don't like Liverpool.
Of course.
So John Henry's a businessman and says, okay, I'm going in with business with LeBron James because it's a smart business decision. But fans are like, oh, he's with LeBron. I'm not a LeBron fan. I don't like
who
John.
Who said I'm not a business? I'm a businessman. What's
Jay-Z.
That? Oh, I love Jay-Z. Let's go to Chuck, Courtney's friend, Chuck in New Hampshire.
Good morning, guys.
Oh, hey, Chucky.
Actually, I got two questions I want to ask you. If you know, you're talking about John Henry, but if there are three owners that you guys, anybody would want to play for, and I'll give you the names, John Henry, Bob Kraft, or the late George Steinbrenner, which one?
I would go for Wick off the board. Thank you, Chuck. We're going to get to what's trending. We'll get back to your calls at 617-779-7937. And Hill Notes, all coming your way. But here's what's trending now with Courtney Cox.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Leonard Hair Transplant Associates. Today at 105, it's the Sox at Braves in Northport. You can listen to the game on WEEI AM 850 and across the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. We had Alex Cora on, and we had Alex Bregman on this morning. You can listen to both of those on the Odyssey app. The Celtics back in action tonight on the road to take on the Raptors. Tip is at 7. Drew Holiday and Luke Kornet are both out, while Al Horford is questionable. And the Bruins take the ice at the TD Garden tonight. They have the Maple Leafs in town. Puck drop is at 7. And that was brought to you by Dr. Matthew Lopresti and Leonard Hair Transplant Associates, the hair doctor of Charlie McAvoy and Tuukka Rask. Call 1-800-GET-HAIR for your free hair loss consultation. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
All righty. It is currently 65 and sunny in Fort Myers. Going to be 75 this afternoon. 42 in Boston. Afternoon high in the low 50s.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Omicid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to the late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.